This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
As workplaces open up to employees, what are the new rules for lowering the chances of infection and promoting health and safety in general, you know, given what we've been through? Well, one answer is giving rank-and-file employees, non-supervisory people, a strong voice at the table. This is one requirement for businesses with more than 10 employees across the fourth most populous state, New York. Businesses are now awaiting full details of New York's Health and Essential Rights Act, NYHERO Act it's called, signed into law in May, Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
The law does a few things. It requires the New York State Department of Labor to come up with workplace standards, basically rules to prevent airborne infectious diseases. Those rules aren't out yet, but they will address things like social distancing, mask wearing, and ventilation. David Michaels at the George Washington University School of Public Health says to protect people from COVID, you need to use what's called the Swiss cheese model,
where you have different protections and the combination of them is the most effective. Masking makes a big difference, but sometimes the virus gets beyond the mask.
Same goes for distancing and ventilation. None of them is 100% effective. The law also says that workers have the right to refuse to work in unsafe conditions and that it's illegal to retaliate against them for raising safety concerns. And it requires companies to allow workers to form safety committees. Colby Berman is a labor and employment lawyer.
They're going to have to make sure that these workplace safety committees are able to meet without reduction of pay, attend training without reduction of pay.
And the committees have to be made up of at least two-thirds non-management employees.
So, you know, unlike any other business feature where it's, you know, management runs all, this is now suddenly very democratized.
One concern about the law is that it's not specific enough. Ken Polkowski at the Business Council of New York State says, for example, it's not clear how those safety committees would be formed. Would you need a majority vote?
Say I'm a setting with, you know, between 50 and 100 employees, and three of them want to create a committee, and 97 don't. What happens?
It's also unclear how the law will apply to other airborne infectious diseases like the flu. And in the case of COVID, whether the rules will stay in place as vaccination rates increase and case numbers drop further. Once the rules are published, businesses that don't follow them can face fines, starting at $50 a day. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.